Chapter 18, Elements. The Buddha spoke about realities as elements, dhatus. As a footnote, dhatu is derived from dharati, to hold or to bear. Dhatu is that which bears its own intrinsic nature. It is reality which has its own characteristic. End of footnote. In order to remind us that they are non-self. When we speak about elements, we usually think of elements in chemistry or physics, which each have their own characteristic. In chemistry and physics, matter is analyzed into elements. But it may seem strange to us to regard the eye or seeing as elements. We are not used to considering them as elements because we are inclined to take them for self. What we take for self are only nama elements and rupa elements, which arise because of their appropriate conditions and then fall away again. Eye sense is only an element which has its own characteristic and is devoid of self. It is rupa, which arises because of conditions and then falls away again. Seeing is only an element which has its own characteristic and is devoid of self. It is nama, which arises because of conditions and falls away again. In the Buddhist teachings, realities are classified as elements, dhatus, some of which are rupa and some of which are nama. There are different ways of classifying realities as elements. When they are classified as 18 elements, they are as follows. The five senses. 1. Eye element, chakhu dhatu. 2. Ear element, sota dhatu. 3. Nose element, gana dhatu. 4. Tongue element, jivha dhatu. 5. Body element, gaya dhatu, which is the body sense. The five objects experienced through the five senses. 6. Visible object element, rupa dhatu. 7. Sound element, sada dhatu. 8. Smell element, ganda dhatu. 9. Taste element, rasa dhatu. 10. Element of tangible objects, potaba dhatu, comprising the following three kinds of rupa. Earth element, solidity, appearing as hardness or softness. Fire element, temperature, appearing as heat or cold. Wind element, appearing as motion or pressure. The Divi Pancha Vinanas, the five pairs of sense cognitions experiencing the five sense objects. 11. Seeing consciousness element, chakhu vinana dhatu. 12. Hearing consciousness element, sota vinana dhatu. 13. Smelling consciousness element, gana vinana dhatu. 14. Tasting consciousness element, jivha vinana dhatu. 15. Body consciousness element, gaya vinana dhatu. In addition, there are three more elements. 16. Mind element, mano dhatu. 17. Dhamma dhatu. 18. Mind consciousness element, mano vinana dhatu. Thus, in this classification, there are 18 elements in all. The five elements, which are the five senses, are rupa. And the five elements, which are the sense objects experienced through the sense doors, are rupa as well. The five elements, which are the Divi Pancha Vinanas, experiencing these objects, are nama. There are two cheetahs, which are seeing consciousness elements, since seeing consciousness is either kusala vipaka or akusala vipaka. It is the same with the other pancha vinanas. Thus, there are five pairs of cheetah, which are collectively called the Pancha Vinana Dhatu. The element which is mind element, or Mano Dhatu, is Nama. Mano Dhatu comprises the Pancha Dhatavajana Chitta, five door adverting consciousness, and the two types of Sampatichana Chitta, receiving consciousness, which are Kusala Vipaka and Akusala Vipaka. Thus, three kinds of Chitta are Mano Dhatu. Dhamma Dhatu comprises Jetasikas, the subtle Rupas, Sukuma Rupas, and Nibbana. Thus, Dhamma Dhatu comprises both Nama and Rupa. Dhamma Dhatu is not identical with Dhamma Ramana, mind objects. Chittas are included in Dhamma Ramana, but not in Dhamma Dhatu. Chittas have been classified separately as different dhatus. Concepts which are included in Dhamma Ramana are not classified as elements, because concepts are not Paramattha Dhammas. Only Paramattha Dhammas are classified as elements. Mind consciousness element, the Mano Vinana Dhatu, is Nama. Mind consciousness element includes all chittas except the Divi Pancha Vinanas, and the three kinds of chittas classified as mind element, Mano Dhatu. For example, Santirana Chitta, the investigating consciousness, Mano Dhatavajana Chitta, the mind or adverting consciousness, and chittas performing the function of Javana, such as Lopa Mula Chitta and also Bhavanga Chitta, are included in mind consciousness element. Mind element includes chitta which can experience an object through one of the five sense doors, whereas mind consciousness element includes chittas which can experience an object through six doors, as well as chittas which are not dependent on any doorway. As a footnote, the rebirth consciousness, the Bhavanga Chitta life continuum, and the dying consciousness. End of footnote. Vinana Dhatu is a collective name for all chittas. When chittas are classified as elements, there are seven classes of Vinana Dhatu, namely Pancha Vinana Dhatu, which are five classes, Mano Dhatu, mind element, Mano Vinana Dhatu, mind consciousness element. It is important to remember this classification of chittas, because in the teachings and the commentaries, and also in the Visuddhimagga, different types of chittas are often denoted as the elements which are classified above. If we do not remember which chittas are mind element and which chittas are mind consciousness element, we will not know which chitta is referred to in the texts. Sometimes the Buddha spoke about six elements, or he classified realities as two elements. There are many different ways of classifying realities, but no matter in which way they are classified, as khandhas, by way of objects, aramanas, as ayatanas, as dhatus, or in any other way, we should remember the purpose of classifying realities, understanding that what we take for self are only nama elements and rupa elements. In the Satipatthana Sutta, Discourse on the Applications of Mindfulness, Middle Length Sayings 1, Number 10, we read in the section on mindfulness of the body that the Buddha spoke about the body in terms of elements. The text states, and here I quote, "And again, monks, a monk reflects on this body according to how it is placed or disposed in respect of the elements, thinking, in this body there is the element of extension," as a footnote, solidity, end of footnote, "the element of cohesion, the element of heat, the element of motion. Monks, even as a skilled cattle butcher or his apprentice, having slaughtered a cow, might sit displaying its carcass at a crossroads, even so, monks, does a monk reflect on this body itself according to how it is placed or disposed in respect of the elements, thinking. In this body, there is an element of extension, the element of cohesion, the element of heat, the element of motion. Thus he fares along, contemplating the body in the body internally, and he fares along independently of and not grasping anything in the world. It is thus, too, monks, that a monk fares along, contemplating the body in the body. End of quote. The Visuddhimagga 11.30 states, and here I quote, "What is meant? Just as the butcher, while feeding the cow, bringing it to the shambles, keeping it tied up after bringing it there, slaughtering it, and seeing it slaughtered and dead, does not lose the perception, cow, so long as he has not carved it up and divided it into parts. But when he has divided it up and is sitting there, he loses the perception, cow, and the perception, meat, occurs. He does not think, I am selling cow, or they are carrying cow away, but rather he thinks, I am selling meat, or they are carrying meat away. So too this bhikkhu, while still a foolish ordinary person, both formally as a layman and as one gone forth into homelessness, does not lose perception, living being, or man, or person, so long as he does not, by resolution of the compact into elements, review this body, however placed, however disposed, as consisting of elements. But when he does review it as consisting of elements, he loses perception, living being, and his mind establishes itself upon elements." End of quote. It may not be appealing to see the body as elements. We think of people as this man or that woman. We are not used to analyzing what we take for a person, just as we analyze matter, for example, in physics. We might find it crude to think of a body which is carved up and divided up into parts, just as a cow is carved up by a butcher. However, if we consider the body as it is, they are only elements. Isn't it true that they are solidity, cohesion, temperature, and motion? Are these realities self, or are they elements devoid of self? Do the four elements of solidity, cohesion, temperature, and motion have anything to do with our daily life? We can find out that these elements arise all the time. Temperature can appear either as heat or cold. Do we not feel heat or cold very often? When we are stung by an insect, we can experience the characteristic of heat. We can feel impact of hardness or softness on our body when we are lying down, sitting, walking, or standing. This is element of solidity appearing in our daily life. If we are mindful of the characteristics of the element more often, we will see things as they are. The Buddha reminded people of the truth in many different ways. Sometimes he spoke about the body as a corpse in different stages of dissolution, or he spoke about the parts of the body, and he explained that the body is full of impurities in order to remind people that what they take for my body are only elements which are devoid of beauty, which are impermanent, dukkha, and not self. We read in the Satipatthana Sutta, in the section on mindfulness of the body, and I quote, "Monks, it is like a double-mouthed provision bag that is full of various kinds of grain, such as hill paddy, paddy, kidney beans, peas, sesame, rice, and a keen-eyed man pouring them out were to reflect, that's hill paddy, that's kidney beans, that's peas, that's sesame, that's rice. Even so, monks, does a monk reflect on precisely this body itself, encased in skin and full of various impurities, from the soles of the feet up and from the crown of the head down." End of quote. Not only the body, but also the mind should be considered as elements. There is nothing in our life which is not an element. Our past lives were only elements, and our future lives will only be elements. We are inclined to think of our future life and wish for a happy rebirth. We should, however, realize that there is no self which in the future will have another existence. They are and will be only elements. We have learned to classify citta in different ways, and this can remind us that cittas are only elements. Not only cittas are elements, but jatisikas too are elements. We are attached to happy feeling, and we dislike unpleasant feeling. Feelings, however, are only elements which arise because of conditions. When we are tired or sick, we take tiredness and sickness for self, and we have aversion. Why do we not accept unpleasant things as they come to us, since they are only elements? One might not be inclined to see realities as elements, but it is the truth. One might not like to remember that things are impermanent, that birth is followed by aging, sickness, and death, but it is the truth. Why do we not want to see the truth? In the Discourse on the Manifold Elements, Middle Length Sayings 3, number 115, we read that the Buddha, while he was staying in the Jeta Grove, in Anathapindika's monastery, said to the monks, and I quote, "Whatever fears arise, monks, all arise through the fool, not the wise man. Whatever troubles arise, all arise through the fool, not the wise man. Whatever misfortunes arise, all arise through the fool, not the wise man. Monks, there is not fear, trouble, misfortune for the wise man. Wherefore, monks, thinking, investigating, we will become wise. This is how you must train yourself, monks." When this had been said, the Venerable Ananda spoke thus to the Lord, "What is the stage at which it suffices to say, revered sir, investigating, the monk is wise?" "Ananda, as soon as a monk is skilled in the elements, and skilled in the sense fields, ayatanas, and skilled in conditioned genesis, as a footnote, dependent origination, the conditional arising of phenomena, end of footnote, and skilled in the possible and the impossible, as a footnote, right understanding of what is possible according to conditions and what is impossible, end of footnote. It is at this stage, Ananda, that it suffices to say, investigating the monk is wise." "But revered sir, at what stage does it suffice to say, the monk is skilled in the elements?" "There are these 18 elements, Ananda. The element of eye, the element of visible object, the element of visual consciousness, the element of ear, the element of sound, the element of auditory consciousness, the element of nose, the element of smell, the element of olfactory consciousness, the element of tongue, the element of taste, the element of gustatory consciousness, the element of body, the element of tangible object, the element of body consciousness, the element of mind, the element of mind objects, the element of mental consciousness. When Ananda, he knows and sees these 18 elements, it is at this stage that it suffices to say, the monk is skilled in the elements." "Might there be another way also, revered sir, according to which it suffices to say, the monk is skilled in the elements?" "There might be, Ananda. There are these 6 elements, Ananda: the element of extension, the element of cohesion, the element of radiation, heat, the element of mobility, the element of space, the element of consciousness. When Ananda, he knows and sees these 6 elements, it is at this stage that it suffices to say, the monk is skilled in the elements." "Might there be another way also, revered sir, according to which it suffices to say, the monk is skilled in the elements?" There might be ananda. There are these six elements ananda, the element of happiness, the element of anguish, the element of gladness, the element of sorrowing, the element of equanimity, the element of ignorance. When ananda, he knows and sees these six elements, it is at this stage that it suffices to say, the monk is skilled in elements. End of quote. The Buddha then explained still other ways of being skilled in the elements, and further on we read that Ananda asked again, and here I quote, "Might there be another way also, revered sir, according to which it suffices to say the monk is skilled in the elements? There might be Ananda. There are these two elements, Ananda, the element that is constructed, that is, sankhata, conditioned, and the element that is unconstructed, that is, asankhata, unconditioned. When Ananda, he knows and sees these two elements, it is at this stage that it suffices to say, the monk is skilled in the elements." End of quote. The element which is constructed, sankhata, is all conditioned realities, the five khandhas, and the element which is unconstructed, asankhata, is nibbana. Also, nibbana is an element. It is not a person. It is devoid of self, anatta. We read in this sutta about the monk who knows and sees the elements. Knowing and seeing the elements does not mean only knowing them in theory and thinking about them. One knows and sees the elements when there is panya, which realizes nama and rupa as they are, only elements, not self. This knowledge will lead to the end of fears, troubles, and misfortunes, to the end of dukkha. Questions for Chapter 18. 1. When realities are classified as 18 elements, what element is jetasika? Two, which Paramattha Dhammas are Vijnana Dhatu, consciousness element? Three, is mind consciousness element Mano Vijnana Dhatu included in Vijnana Dhatu? Four, through how many doors can mind element Mano Dhatu experience an object? 5. Why is also Nibbana an element? End of chapter 18.